And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning, and it's now time for Greenside Up. And joining us in studio today from the K-State Extension Wildcat District, we have Holly Miner and Wendy Powell. And ladies, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Good. How are you doing, Kyle?
Doing pretty good. Hope you guys are having a good day. Before we get to our main subjects for the day, Holly, first, you have a couple of vids to talk about, correct?
Yes, we have a Powerful Tools for Caregivers coming up May 3rd, and it's on a Tuesdays from 4 to 5:30. It's going to be in Parsons, and people can call Tara at 620-378-2167 for more information about that. And Catherine Pinto has some classes coming up, Fresh Conversations for Seniors in Girard. That's going to be this Friday. And Create Better Health in Pittsburgh at the Salvation Army, which starts on March 24th. You can give her a call at 620-232-1930. And I just want to remind everybody that we have those FNEP and SNAP Ed positions available in our district. And the FNEP applications are open right now, and our SNAP Ed applications will be open soon. And those positions will be specifically for Crawford County. But sign up for those jobs. We've got jobs available. So if you're looking for a job, we'd love to have you come join our team.
All right, so good stuff there. And Wendy, coming over to you before we head back to Holly for her topic for today. And you have a few events to talk about as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I've been working on planning our Animal Health Day. That's coming back for this year. We've got a great speaker lineup. Dr. Mike Apley is going to talk about antibiotic selection. And then we also have an equine topic this year. So that's going to be March 2nd at the Civic Center. So no change on the location. March 2nd. And if anybody wants to sign up for that, we've got our event on Facebook, our website. And then, of course, you can always call the Independence Office, 331-2690. We're also doing some price risk management classes or workshops. That's my topic for later, so I won't get too far into that. But March 7th in Greenbush, February 23rd. So if anybody's interested in that, give me a call. And we've also got a sheep and goat management workshop coming up at the end of March. And that's going to be held in conjunction with Southwind District, our neighbors to the north.
All right. So, again, some good events coming up soon. And now we're going to head back to Holly. And, Holly, good morning. You're going to be talking about several different things today, including Walk Kansas and physical activity.
Yeah. So Walk Kansas is going to start March 27th through May 21st. Walk Kansas has been going on here. We've been promoting this program since 2001. So it's been happening for this will be the 21st year. So that's pretty exciting news to have that happening. We're really excited about that. And the registration opens on March 1st. So we just want to get people familiar with that and let them know that's coming up.
All right, and I know that's been a big thing every year, Walk Kansas, so definitely looking forward to that. And today, again, you're talking about physical activity, and of course, that's one thing that could be considered physical activity, obviously, but that's what you'll be talking about today here on Greenside Up.
Yeah, so research has shown that it supports the power of walking. So walking and other forms of moderate activity actually cut down the rates of heart disease, diabetes, colon cancer, and Alzheimer's by at least 40%. So just getting out there and walking, having some regular physical activity that we do benefits us almost immediately. And after 8 weeks of activity, like the Walk Kansas program, participants reported that they have more energy, endurance, muscle strength, flexibility, and they also get better sleep and have a better attitude. So it just helps us all the way around with our health.
So again, I don't know what the state says about how much walking, but any kind of walking pretty much helps, even if you're just doing like a lap or two around a track, correct?
Yeah, and as long as you're walking to the point where you cannot quite have a good conversation with someone, if you're getting to the point where you can't have a conversation with them, then you're getting in the vigorous, and we want that to be moderate activity at a moderate level. So that's where that kind of goes. And you know, when we walk, it's nice to be able to do some other things while you're walking. So if we can dovetail that with something else, like working on your relationship with people. It's a great time for spouses to get out and spend some time with their spouse, also for children to get together. Doing those things together as a group or as a family, it's a great time to spend family time together, creating those relationships and doing that. As a parent, you can be a positive role model for other people, for your children. If children are active when they're young, then they're more active, then they're more likely to be active when they're adults. So building those good habits when we're young will really help us when we're an adult. And you know, people might think, well, walking's not that fun. Well, you need to make it fun. So, you know, vary your routine, go to different places. This last Sunday, I actually went to Fort Scott and walked around the old fort there, and there's a lot of really neat walking places to go. You can vary that routine, go out with different people and do different things like that. So it's a lot of fun to be able to do that. You can also add music to your walking. So listen to your music while you're walking, or I like to listen to a book on tape when I'm walking. So, you know, when you can do a couple things at one time, it makes it a lot more fun to be able to do that.
Oh yeah, when I do walking occasionally out at LeClaire Park around the lake there, I have my wireless headphones ready to go, and I have all my upbeat music ready to go. I'm not going to be listening to anything slow, and you know, even though I have some great slow songs, but I'm not going to listen to that because that. I've noticed if I do that, it kind of slows down my walking. But if I keep it something like it's upbeat, up pace, up tempo, that seems to keep my walking at a pretty good clip.
That's exactly right, and that was the next point I was going to make. So thank you, Kyle. You made that one for me. So yeah. So just, you know, adding that music to it, keeping that pace up, trying something new. You know, you don't have to always be walking in the same place. Yesterday I stopped and walked around Big Hill Lake on the way home, and that was a great change of pace for me, and it got me outside, and it was beautiful weather, and you know, we're getting some good weather now. If the weather's bad and you can't really get outside, then do something like go to the mall or go somewhere where you can walk inside, go to your high school, see if they'll let you walk around in the gym. Or through the hallways of the high school. I know a lot of small schools will let you do that. So, you know, just get out there and do it. One thing that we forget as an adult is that we need to remember to be like a child. Go out and play like a child. Go out and have fun. Make it something that you enjoy, and it'll be something that you'll be more likely to continue.
And there's places, you know, around here, like I said, you got the gymnasium. Also, there's the, you know, the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. I know they have a gym out there. They'll let you walk around in there if the weather is bad. So there are places to find that you can walk inside if it's too cold or if it's rainy outside. You don't have just abandoned walking that day. You could find a place. There are places where you can get inside and walk.
Yes, there are. And, you know, exercise actually helps our memory. So exercising that brain and releases those endorphins that help us be able to remember things. It stimulates our mood-enhancing hormones and helps us, it provides an antidepressant-like effect for us. So walking, if you're not feeling very good or you're in a bad mood, get out and walk, and you'll feel better afterwards, and it helps reduce those hormones that help us to be healthy in other ways as well.
And along with that, another thing that helps with walking is just your health in general. I mean, you get everything, you know, flowing in there, and again, you don't have to run to have a pretty good workout. You can have a good brisk walk and still burn some calories that way.
Yep, that's exactly right. And if you haven't walked for a while, start out kind of slow. You know, don't go very far the first couple days. Let your body get used to that. And then the other thing I really want to stress to people is to make sure that you are drinking lots of water, because you're using those muscles in ways that they may not have been used for a while, and we want to make sure that we're drinking water to be able to wash those toxins and stuff out of our bodies and rehydrate after we've walked or exercised.
Right. One thing that I do when I do go walking, I actually like prehydrate, where I'll drink water before, and then I'll have an area where, you know, because I don't want to carry the water bottle the entire time. Mm-hmm. But I'll get to a place where I can come back around to it, put it back in the car again. And then, like you said, after you're done, keep drinking water. That way you're still feeding your muscles and keeping yourself hydrated after that walk.
Yeah. And, you know, when you walk like that, you come back and you're just in a better mood. It helps reduce the stress. You're able to focus more and concentrate on things that you need to do. I've started taking little breaks during my work day instead of sitting at my computer all day, and it has helped me be so much more productive. And that's one of the other things, you know, with the Walk Kansas program, we're really going to focus this year on having businesses promote this program and having their employees be involved in that, because it does make your employees healthier. And if you're doing it together as a group, it just builds that teamwork, you know, that team mentality with everybody. And it gets you out of that work environment, and you can talk to people in a way that you wouldn't when you're inside focusing on work. And you go back inside and you feel better about doing your job, and you're ready to sit back down and work again.
Absolutely. So, Holly, some great stuff, though, coming up once again. Let's talk about, again, one more time before we get out of here for the day, Walk Kansas.
Walk Kansas starts March 27th. Registration opens March 1st.
All right. And if anybody would like to talk to you about what we've talked about today or any other kind of topic, how can they get a hold of you?
They can give me a call at 620-331 2690. Thank you, Wendy. My mind went completely blank there for a minute.
it's completely fine. I have trouble with my own number sometimes because I use it so. Obviously, you don't use your own number frequently, yeah, so I forget it sometimes. So, well, Holly, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll have Wendy Powell in the second part of our program. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. And welcome back to Greenside Up right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning, and we hope you are having a great day. Again, Greenside Up with us, and now, as Holly has had to leave, we still have Wendy Powell in studio with us this morning. And Wendy, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Kyle?
I am doing good. It's good to have you back in studio today. And before we get to your main subject, and then actually your what you're going to talk about, your event actually does tie into your main subject today. So, what is the event that you have? A couple of events you have coming up today.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple that are not related to my topic. I've got Animal Health Day coming up on March 2nd. So that's going to be coming back for this year. I'm excited about that. And then March 28th, I know it's a little early to be talking about it, but we've got a sheep and goat program coming up. So there'll be more information coming out on that on our Facebook. You know, David will be in here talking about it as well. But the events that we've got coming up on the topic I'm going to discuss, price risk management, we have a program on February 23rd, that's a Wednesday night, at all of our extension offices, and folks will be able to connect with the expert and network with other local producers. And then on March 7th, I almost forgot the date there, March 7th at Greenbush, we'll be doing a bigger workshop with our expert in person. And dinner provided, things like that. So that should be a really great program.
All right. And speaking of which, like I said, that your main topic today is price risk management. So what is price risk management?
So it's a really great question. I've heard livestock producers called risk experts. And that really rings a bell because that's about what it is. There's a lot of things that we have control over and some management programs that we can put into the operation that just makes sense, you know, vaccination, taking care of our pastures, things like that. But one thing that we don't have a whole lot of impact on as far as what we can do to take care of things before is our market price. And so there's a few programs out there. Of course, everybody's heard about futures and dabbling in the futures markets. so that's something that folks can do if they have enough pounds to make a truckload. So usually those futures contracts are built in entire truckloads, which for fat cattle, that's 60 or 80 head. For feeder cattle, it's a few more head, same amount of pounds, 60,000 pounds or so. So if you've got the quantity to work with there, then yeah, futures markets are a great price risk tool for you, because you can kind of set your price at calving to, you know, when you're going to sell, like you're going to sell in October, and you kind of, you just say, you know, I want to buy the contract for October at the price that we think it's going to be. So in April, when you're calving, you think the markets are saying that, you know, it's $185 per hundredweight, and you buy that contract. So in October, whenever those calves are ready to be sold, then the price that you get for that contract is $185. And there's lots of different fine print and subtitles with these, so lots of ways they can go. But essentially, if the bottom falls out of the market and the prices are more like $160 per hundredweight, someone with that futures contract still gets the $185. So that's a price risk tool. However, that's a futures contract, and so you have to have that quantity to get that program into your operation. So some other things, livestock risk protection. This is an insurance policy. It's kind of similar to like crop insurance for row crop guys. Price risk management has been around for ages, but the regulations come down from USDA have changed in the last few years. So it's a lot more economical for small producers. And when I say small, I mean, you know, less than what a futures contract would be. So this insurance policy does kind of the same thing, in the fact that you can purchase your insurance to sell your animals. This is feeder cattle, pigs, and lambs, and fat cattle. You can put your insurance policy on for the sell date, and you've got your price locked in. And you can do that for any number of head, from 1 head to 12,000 head. So small producers like my husband and I, you know, we have just a few head, we can go ahead and take advantage of this price management tool, so that when we sell cattle, we know that our inputs, the expenses that we've had in our animals, will be recovered. So price risk management really isn't about getting the highest price possible out of your livestock. It's about managing the income to cover your expenses, so you know that you are protected from a market falling out.
Right. It's basically, like you say, it's basically making sure you're bringing in more than you're bringing in more money than that's leaving, obviously, for reasons. The most basic way to put it, pretty much.
Yes. Yeah. You're ensuring that you're going to get the price that you expect.
Right.
So there's a lot of fancy terms. Yesterday I was reading an article talking about the difference in the terms uncertainty and risky. And whenever you get into the world of economics, you can really be bogged down in that sort of mire, if you will.
Right.
But at the end of the day, a producer needs to be able to make for sure that their price at sell, at market, for their animals covers their expenses. So I'd love to dive into record keeping here so that folks know what their expenses are. At the end of the year, whenever you it's easier to add up all the income, because mm-hmm. a lot of times you can just access the pay stub from the sale barn or wherever, and it's all one or a few numbers. Well, expenses tend to be here and there, receipts get lost, things like that. So whenever you're able to track that better, expenses are easier to keep a hold of, and you can actually compare that at the end of the day, or end of the year, if you will.
Yeah, and that's something you definitely, like you said, receipts get lost. That's something you would want to log, maybe like get a program, or even just like just like a spreadsheet that you can have on your computer. That way you could and put that stuff as quick as possible. That way that you don't have receipts all over the place. You're like, oh, I forgot about that or something. You'll have that all right in front of you.
Yes. Yeah, there's lots of different record keeping programs for farming and ranching and for cattle production. So if anybody wants to visit with me about record keeping, that's an area of passion for mine. They can call me at the Altamont office. I'd love to talk to them about that. But these price risk management classes are really going to dive into what these tools are and how they can be used for everyone. So like I had said, you know, hedging in the futures markets, that's kind of, you know, the big operation. That's their niche. But for smaller producers, you know, that have fewer than 60,000 pounds to put on a truck at sell day, then we can use this livestock risk protection program. And there's a couple of other things there too that we can look into, making for sure that we're in a relationship with the local farm service agency. Another price risk protection tool would be the livestock indemnity program. So this program, through your farm service agency, if you have livestock loss throughout the year that's higher than the recognized percentage that is typical for your operation, then there's some indemnity dollars to reimburse operations for those losses. So it's not 100% reimbursable, but I think it's about 75% maybe, which is a huge help if you've, you know, like this spring we've got coming up, we've got thunderstorms. If, you know, the herd is grouped up under a tree and lightning strikes and takes them all out, you know, that's a huge hit to an operation. So this livestock indemnity program is another price risk tool that can be used. There's a few others. There's a rainfall. The name of that program is, I don't remember the name of the program off the top of my head, but it's essentially a rainfall program where if you purchase the insurance policy and you get less rain than expected, then there's some dollars there. So there's lots of ways to hedge your bets, even on a small operation, to make for sure that at the end of the year, you can continue ranching.
Absolutely. And again, I mean, I know some ranchers and farmers right now, they're having a hard time getting by right now just because of, you know, inflation and prices. And again, so you do everything that you can to basically just make sure you're getting every dollar that you're expecting to get, and then of course the money going out as well. So again, you're protecting yourselves what you're doing.
Absolutely, yes, and protecting yourself, protecting your operation, and the longevity of your operation.
Absolutely. Well, Wendy, again, one more time before we get out of here, when is that price risk management program coming up? So if people have more questions, they can head on out to that.
Yeah, so we've got the virtual watch parties are February 23rd at each extension office, and then the in-person program is March 7th at Greenbush over by Girard.
And of course we'll talk more about that the sooner it gets, so we can keep reminding people about that. And if Wendy, if anybody does have any questions about price risk management or anything else, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can call me at the Altamont office, Labette County Extension, 620-784-5337.
All right. Well, Wendy, I appreciate you coming in. It's always a joy to have you in studio, and we will talk to you again next time.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start open line. So keep it locked here on the mighty 690 KGGF here on this pleasant morning here in southeast Kansas. Currently 32 degrees outside. We're expecting a high in the mid-60s today.